is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Additional crews have been assigned to the Smokehouse Creek fire in Texas to strengthen control lines. It's only 15% contained and has burned more than 1 million acres and crossed into Oklahoma. CBS News Texas reporter Olivia Leach is in North Texas.
Scenes of cattle in the panhandle running for their lives have hit home for North Texans in the agriculture industry. To help support those ranchers who have lost so much, Russell Feed and Supply Stores are collecting donated cattle feed that will be distributed to ranchers in the panhandle.
It's just what the agriculture community is like, where it's like neighbors helping neighbors.
In California and Nevada,
this is an incredibly powerful storm. The conditions are absolutely impossible to get around.
CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says there's life-threatening concern for residents near Lake Tahoe, as some places could see 12 feet of snow. Lower elevations are being inundated with heavy rain. Former President Donald Trump wins the Missouri, Michigan, and Idaho Republican caucuses. Nikki Haley is still seeking her first win. Political analyst Larry Sabato.
Does he have the 1,215 delegates that you need to get nominated? No, he's not even close. But he's got 247 delegates, and Nikki Haley has 24. And Tuesday is Super Tuesday. And at this point, it's going to be a surprise if Nikki Haley wins a single state. Even if she wins one or two or three, it won't make any difference.
Democratic Illinois Senator Dick Durbin holds an emergency meeting with Chicago's Ukrainian community. WBBM's Brandon Eisen was there.
Expressing a critical need for them to reach out to members in the House concerning a measure already passed with strong bipartisan support in the Senate that would provide spending for Ukraine's defense through the end of the year. The senator sharing some insight on why it has been so difficult to get House Speaker Mike Johnson to call a vote on this.
It's an election year, and former President Trump has said, for example, he wanted to stop the bipartisan effort to repair the problems on our border.
The first drop of food into Gaza by the U.S. took place Saturday morning. The militaries of Jordan and Egypt said that they also have conducted airdrops, but protests were held in Washington, D.C. over the Israel-Hamas war. This man says the U.S. is helping both sides.
You know, it's better than nothing, but it is what I believe to be a distraction. Have that, even though we're also supplying your oppressor with weapons, with resources, with money.
The Iditarod in Alaska is underway with a new emphasis on safety. Mushers who line up for the competitive start Sunday north of Anchorage will have the chance to snag light-up neon harnesses or necklaces for their dogs. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto.
Musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Jackie Ernst. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music. Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Welcome one and all. I'm Jimmy Kay here with Rocker, and this is Max Inc. on Civic Media. We original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Weikert Realtors Lake Point. Let them open the door to your future home. Visit their office on Atwood Avenue or at weikert-lakepoint.com. And by the Lazy Oaf Lounge, great handcrafted food, live music, karaoke, and trivia. Visit them today on North Stone Road across from Madison College here in Madison, or online at lazyoaflounge.com. Let's do the American Dead to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. Listen up. It's a great band. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
It's getting later. My girl ain't
Tex Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music with the American Dead and Broken Teeth Blues. She calls everybody honey before that. Of course, American Dead, one of those legendary Madison bands that have played off all over the state, maybe even a few places around the country as well. Great band. They got a Kickstarter going on right now.
For what, Jimmy?
Well, so Aaron Ingold, one of their guitarist and vocalist, has been diagnosed with cancer, basically.
Oh, man.
And it sucks. And so he's battling that battle with cancer. You know, for the details about his prognosis and everything, I'll let you contact him or contact the band. But they have this Kickstarter up, and it's kind of cool what they're doing. Jesse Gantz started the Kickstarter. He's part of the American Dead, and they want to re-release their music and celebrate the musical career of Aaron. And there's a lot of cool rewards for contributing to the Kickstarter, stuff like T-shirts. There's a really cool poster of the CD release of Hard Rock and Hard Luck and Hangovers, the American Dead's, I believe, their second album. So I encourage you, if I know if you've been around the local music scene here in Madison for any length of time, you know the American Dead.
Yeah.
You've seen them play. You've heard their music. You're probably singing along with the two songs that we just played for the Double Dip to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. And I know times are tough, but if you could, reach in your wallet, contribute just a couple bucks. But for the higher amounts, you can get a cool T-shirt. You get that poster. You get the digital download of the Big Sexy compilation. That's what they're trying to make. Details are on the American Dead Facebook page, or you can just search Kickstarter Big Sexy compilation or Big Sexy Celebration compilation album. It's a $5,000 goal. They got $2,900 right now.
And, wow, that's a good start.
Yeah, so we're a little bit over halfway to the goal. There's 16 days to go. So, between now and next week, if you can throw 20 bucks, maybe throw a 50 in there, get a nice reward from the Kickstarter on that, it would be great, and we can help a fellow musician out.
Is it Kickstarter or GoFundMe?
Kickstarter.
Kickstarter.
So Kickstarter, okay. And search for Big Sexy Celebration compilation album.
Big Sexy Celebration compilation album. But don't say that fast, Jim.
We used to do Max Inc. Radio in my basement when we first started.
That's right.
When we first started. And we had a night where, this is one of my favorite stories to tell, where the American Dead, the Gusto, and Whiskey Pig came over for an interview.
And was that the famous beer night?
Yes. Yes. I swear to God, there was probably 12 cases of PBR drinking in that 3 or 4 hour time period. It was insane. And Mrs. K, my wife, who graciously allowed me to have people over into the basement and do a radio show, she's like, you're pushing the boundaries here.
It was the bands pushing the boundaries, though, Jimmy.
Yeah, it all worked out.
What did you do with all the cans?
We recycled them.
Okay, that was a lot.
It's very punk rock to recycle these days. It was great. How you doing, everybody? Jimmy K and Rocker here on Max Inc. Civic Media. Hope you're having a great evening. We're here live on top of State Street in the WMDX studios. Rocker, we still got quite the show ahead of us. What's coming up, brother?
Wow, I just saw Mike from Sunspot walk in. He's in the green room right now. So we'll have Sunspot. We'll be talking to them about their Harmony Bar show coming up and maybe some paranormal things, Jimmy. We'll be talking about ghosts. Then we have Dynavap. Owner George Brewa, he's going to be in here telling us about his invention. He's an inventor, he's an entrepreneur, and he makes, what do we call them again? Extraction devices.
Extraordinary extraction. We'll work on that. We'll get it written down. We'll get advertising on it.
And Kaylin Cole, she is here in the lair. She will be playing songs from some of her EPs and maybe even some unreleased songs, Jimmy. And then Max and Kevy, 10 p.m., and M-Shell has an interview with H1Z1.
That's tonight. Right. Plus Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock tonight. We would love to hear from you. What's going on tonight? What are you doing? Who are you going to go see? 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text from the Civic Media app. Got some Geology Club coming your way. We'll talk about Rockconsin. They got stuff happening. Right now, brand new Something to Do, Sweet Caffeination on Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Creeping in, my heart starts bleeding. mockery, just life on Saturn's ring. Then the warm bits from every direction. Life starts squirting through my veins. There is no more pain, no.
Problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to the Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
On Civic Media, we are local music. That is Mars Hall and Complications of Life. Mars Hall, they'll be playing at the Boulevard Lanes here in Madison on Saturday, April 6th. Some geology club before that from Waukesha High School. Hello, Waukesha. That's their title track from their album Rings of Saturn they released last year. And brand new Something to Do before that was Sweet Caffeination. Of course, geology club from Waukesha High School. They won Rockconsin last year. And Rockconsin is gearing up for another season of awesome garage band in your area. Grade 7th through 12th grade, if you're in a 7th to 12th grade garage band and you want to compete for an opportunity to play the world's largest music festival, Summerfest, go to rockonson.org and register right now. If you win, it's like a garage band competition. If you win, you get to play Summerfest. You get to have your music recorded. It's a lot of fun. So 7th to 12th grade garage bands, go to rockonson.org. That's rockonson.org. Shout out to Dennis Graham. He does good stuff. Coming up, we got a double dip to kick off the 8 o'clock hour, plus Sunspot. They are in the studio, and they are next on Max Inc. Radio.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weichert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your Realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weichert-LakePoint.com. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com. Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're live at the WMDX Studios 92.7 here in Madison. We're also heard in Wisconsin Rapids, locally grown radio, WFHR 97.5. And in Oshkosh, Wisconsin on WISS 98.3. You can call or text the show, 844-96-PARTY, 844-9687. Call or text directly from the Civic Media app. How about some brand new Sunspot right now? This is Blackout. No, it's Scott Baca on Max Inc. Radio.
Every night with my girlfriend, Al and Sam, they leap the time, and I felt like they were my best friends. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance of a broken heart. Scott Bakula never played Dracula, laid down the smackula on the back. We'll be right back.
mature enough to be Chuck's dad and do a show with Ray Romano. He's hot enough for CBS, the graveyard where the all good-looking guys go. Ziggy said there's a 98% chance I'll never know. Scott Bakula, never smoke crack, you love. Played quarterback, you love. Unnecessary roughness, well, he was honest and caring and loving and sharing. The kind of guy who would always do the right thing. Clever and handsome and so freaking sensitive. And I'm not Scott.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Sunspot and Scott Bakula. If it was ever a song intro I could ever have back and have a redo on Rocker, that would have been one right there. Anyway, that's brand new Sunspot here on Max Inc. Super excited, Rocker.
Well, brand new old Sunspot, actually, Jimmy.
Brand new and it's old.
Based out of Weird, Wisconsin, Sunspot is a multiple award winner, including 5-time winner for Best Rock Album from the Madison Area Music Awards and Wisconsin Area Music Industry Artist of the Year. Originally joining forces at the University of Wisconsin, they have gone on tour in America's Rock Underground for over 2 decades with 9 studio albums, thousands of shows, hundreds of podcasts, and no intention of letting up. Mike and Wendy from Sunspot, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, thank you.
It's wonderful to see you all again.
Yes, it has been
you
too long.
You too.
You know, I laugh so hard. The post that you made on social media advertising you were coming on the show, the picture that you chose, you all look so young in that picture.
Thank you. We took it last week.
Thanks.
And you look great today, too.
Yeah.
It's great.
You guys used to look really good. You know that? Yeah. What the hell happened?
It drives me crazy seeing younger photos of Jimmy K. I'm like, I think I look better now than I did back then.
Well, that's good.
Especially with that new stash. For those those who haven't seen, Jimmy's got a handlebar going on now.
Yeah, it's Hulkamania. It's about to run wild all over the place.
You know what I mean, brother?
I do.
Hey, you know, I was just thinking, you know, the Packers, They were all, gosh, they were so close, right?
They were. That was that would have been fun.
But, you know, and I remember, I mean, back in the day, right, with Favre, and they were, you know, it was almost like given, like, we're going to the Super Bowl. And you guys got on it and wrote a song, right? Go Pack. It was perfectly timed. And I think maybe this year the Packers caught people by surprise, maybe you by surprise, but we can't say the name for the same for next year. Are you guys going to maybe pen like a little Packers song for a possible Super Bowl run?
Well, it depends how good the team goes.
Well, we can't wait till then. It's got to be done before then.
Actually, I was thinking, you know, we just released the 20th anniversary Scott Bakula song. Yeah. Maybe it's time to do an updated version of Go Pack.
Yes, that's, right? That's what I'm talking about.
Go Pack. Right, because... Because we're not talking about Favre anymore. We're not talking about Aaron Rodgers. It's the Jordan Love era.
Yes,
and so
it is.
He might deserve. Maybe we'll give him a verse.
I think he should. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we'll see if he earns it.
If he keeps playing like he did in the first few games of that playoffs, then I think he might earn a verse in a Sunspot song.
I mean that song got some traction, right?
I
heard
it on Fox. I think.
Yeah.
It was licensed for the Super Bowl that the Packers were in. They were looking for. Packers songs for the playoffs and stuff like that. And that was the year that the Packers destroyed the Pittsburgh Steelers and embarrassed them in front of the entire nation.
Hallelujah!
And what, it got played once or twice during the Super Bowl? Or
I don't think it got played at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But it was licensed.
We signed a contract. We signed a contract for it, but I never heard it.
And let me tell you, it makes watching the Super Bowl a lot more fun when you think, hey, one of our songs might get played.
Yeah.
Makes you really pay close attention to sports ball.
We just didn't hear it, but yeah. Let it.
There could have been like a 2-second clip of it. Right.
That's what, you know, out to the commercial or coming back from commercial.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, but it was very exciting because they were looking for it. They'd heard the song and they contacted us. They're like, this song's kick ass. We're like, well, we know.
we know. Yeah. Thank you.
So that was a very exciting thing. And it's exciting to support the team and things like that. It's fun to be part of when you have a great season.
There's a good video for that too up on YouTube if you want to check it out on the Sunspot page.
Oh, yeah. We went to Lambeau to record a video for it. So.
That is awesome. Well, I can't wait till next year. I want to hear it. Mike, Wendy, for our listeners who may not be familiar with Sunspot, give us a quick rundown of your backstory without taking 3 hours because you're over 20 years, but just kind of give people who may not know who you guys are a little
27
rundown.
Years, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
you're on. Ben and I got the facts, though,
Ben
man.
Ben and I are
a guitar
player. We started playing together in high school. And then we came to college and we didn't want to, you know, stop the band. So we were, you know, like roomies together in the dorms in Celery Hall. And Wendy knew Ben.
Ben and I knew each other from in high school. We played together in the Milwaukee Youth Symphony Orchestra.
Ah.
So once we were in college, ran into Ben one day on the sidewalk and he's like, hey, my band's doing a show. And I went and saw him and we all... became really good friends. And
was somebody else playing drums at that
yeah,
time?
Yeah, yeah. They had a...
But they were...
I don't know.
Once we knew that Wendy could play drums, it was all over for that guy.
That was nice. It, huh?
That was it. We knew that this would make the group complete.
You never had Johnny Five as your drummer, did you?
No, I've jammed with him a lot.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's ever joined us on stage.
Yeah. That's a trivia question. What band has Johnny Five never played?
Right. Nice.
Now, 20 years ago, we just heard this song, but 20 years ago, Sunspot released a song called Scott Bakula, and there's new video out there to celebrate with a brand new version, but that song got some traction as well and ended up on the Star Trek Enterprise. What's up with that?
So we recorded the song Scott Bakula, and we just put it on our website because we thought it was fun. And he was, at the time, Scott Bakula was starring in Star Trek Enterprise. That was on UPN. And so it gets on there. It gets on some Star Trek forums and immediately crashes our website. This is back when you could crash a website, right?
It was the first and probably the only time our website was crashed.
Right. We were like,
this is a big day for us.
Yeah. Like, oh my God, a website's crashed. Right. We couldn't support the traffic. You know, we had to pay for extra gigs, the whole deal, because people kept on downloading it. And then Scott Bakula's agent calls, and I'm expecting him to be like, take this crap down.
Cease
and desist. Instead, he's like, hey, we're about to celebrate his 50th birthday, and have a party, and we were wondering if we could use a song for the party.
Did they license it?
But no, they didn't license it for it. I wish, right? I should have said that.
It was our birthday gift to Scott. We didn't charge him for enjoyment. It.
But so the birthday party was on the set of Star Trek Enterprise.
Wow.
So like they played our song and stuff like that on the bridge.
And Scott Bakula heard it on his birthday.
On his 50th birthday. And so we just thought it'd be fun because it's been 20. It's a leap year and you know, it's leap week. It's like, hey, let's make a new version of it with us playing the song through the past 20 years. We're playing it at hundreds of shows.
Let's
make a new version and make the video be all those bits and pieces of the song over the years that we've done.
Wow.
And then we added some because Scott Bakula has been busy and so have we. So we added a couple extra verses.
Wow. That is so neat.
I don't know how many times you've been on Max Inc. here over the years, but I've never heard this story before. Really? I feel like I should have been telling that the first time I was here. I've been like, hey, Star Trek fans, check this out. Like,
wow.
I could die a happy man when that was over.
So your music was on the bridge, or did you play on the bridge?
No, they just played the song for the thing. Oh. Like, if they invited us to come out, I wouldn't have been able to do it. I would have cried and stuff. It wouldn't have been fair.
We don't want that.
Right.
But wow, that would be cool to play a set on the bridge.
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
I'd have to wear a diaper. I wouldn't have been able to handle it.
Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh.
Well, that's how the original series was. When they moved the camera, whenever it's the red alert. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to fake.
Right. Lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Oh, that is funny. Well, a worldwide shutdown put your recording studio time on hold, but Sunspot changed directions and started podcasting Thirsty Thursday and Paranormal Tuesday. Tell us about the podcast and finishing your latest album, The Strangest Frequency. You know, I heard there were ghosts at The Frequency.
There were. Mm-hmm. In fact, Darwin, when I first started working on a haunted history tour of Madison, I went in there, and Darwin's the owner of this bar called The Frequency that we all loved in downtown Madison, for anybody unfamiliar. And it was a great punk rock, hard rock, all kinds of music, you know.
7 nights a week, live music.
Yes. It was a blessing. And Darwin was a local music guy for, you know, decades.
Local hero.
Met him back at OK's in the late 90s. And I said, hey, I was just wondering if this place is haunted. And he just gives me this look like, for real?
Yeah.
And I'm like, for real? And then he goes in and immediately tells me about the experiences that people had in the basement dressing room.
Yeah.
You know, that with things pulling on their hair. The woman who
That was
had,
me.
That's rocker sneaking
down there.
He hides
down there and waits for bands to go.
I'm going to spook you. And then I'm going to take all $28 of your gig money. No, but the thing is... the woman was painting the little mural and stuff down there. Like she said, it was haunted and weird things would happen. There's a haunted bathroom upstairs. And I think I probably was the cause of that. I cursed that bathroom a couple of times.
And you do ghost tours too around Madison, right?
American Ghost Walks is the company. And you guys can check it out. We do Madison, Milwaukee, since we're the state here, Madison, Milwaukee, Bayfield, Waukesha, and Wendy was a guide in Waukesha for a while. So if you see her at a show, you got to say, "Tell me a Waukesha ghost story."
What ghosts are in Waukesha?
Oh, there's all kinds of ghosts in Waukesha.
Oh, really?
It seems like an unlikely place, but let me tell you, you got to check out the tour because there's tons of history there with the spiritualist movement and everything. And I could go on.
Less balls there for sure. You know.
You know what's ironic about that?
Club 400.
Huh? Waukesha has more churches per capita than anywhere else in the country, and I guess they have more ghosts
there
too.
Go.
I think they go together.
There could be something there.
At the club that Les Paul's family owned, the Club 400.
Yep.
We did a Friday the 13th late night haunted investigation there.
Wow, I love the Club 400. Yeah, that's a great bar.
Who's your favorite ghost? You've met a lot of ghosts. I know you have. Who's your favorite ghost, Mike?
You know, I would love to see Buddy Holly at the rave.
That would be great.
People have seen, because that was a couple days before he died, they played at the Eagles Club in Milwaukee that winter dance party tour at the end of January 1959, I think. And people still get on stage and they look in the wings and they see a guy with glasses, you know, and staring back at him.
That's freaky.
The ghost of Buddy Holly. Yeah. So that would be, I would go pretty crazy about it. I'd be fan struck. I'd be like, is Buddy Holly awesome?
Yeah, no doubt. That would be quite the thing.
And there's the big bopper.
How about you, Andy?
Like. I don't know if I have a favorite ghost, but I would sure like to catch a glimpse of the Orpheum's ghost. Maybe.
I don't know about the Orpheum's
ghost.
Wow, there's a whole lot of ghosts we don't know about,
You
Jimmy.
Guys are really close to the Orpheum, so he could sneak over here.
He's floating distance
away. Exactly, right? So you've got to keep your eyes out here in this building.
Well, you know what's strange? The lights turn off here every night at 10 p.m. and we can't figure it out. So I don't know.
Curious.
Yep.
That is unusual. But hey, every rock venue has some kind of ghost story associated with it.
And the Rave, they have that underground like pool, right? That pool area that's in there that's like kind of off limits, but that's where the ghost lives, right?
They say there's a lot of haunted stories from down there.
Yeah, people have weird experiences at the Rave. I mean, I've had weird experiences at the Rave too, but they were not, from another dimension. They were very my fault, this dimension.
Yeah. You're giving me goosebumps. Sunspot has upcoming shows in Wisconsin, March 23rd at the Harmony Bar in Madison with Bing Bong. April 26th, Sunspot is in Racine at McAuliffe's. And May 24th, you're right back here in Madison for Broadfest, opening for Tantric.
Yeah.
Wow, how cool is that?
It's really cool.
I think it's
Well, I mean, it'll be fun.
I mean, it'll... First of all, the Bing Bong show, the Harmony is a really cool place, and we're going to blow it up. It's just going to be, because that's the kind of room, you get a lot of people in there, a lot of energy.
Big Saturday night rock show.
Yeah. So if you're anywhere near Madison and you're doing anything else on March 23rd, cancel those plans right now. if the thing is, like, let's say it's like, hey, I'm listening to Max Inc. Radio on March 23rd. Absolutely. I want you to listen to Max Inc. Radio. And then at 9 o'clock, I want you to go to the Harmony and stop what you're doing. And you can listen. You can still listen on the app when we're done.
I'm going to need a doctor's note for that.
All right. We'll provide you with one.
Okay. Now, any ghosts at the Harmony?
Ooh.
You know, I haven't heard anything in particular about the Harmony.
You got to check it out, I think. There's got to be. I mean, come on.
Well, it's just the kind of place.
We're going to talk with the owners, and we're going to see what we can find.
We'll see if we can drag them up here. Mike, Wendy, it's great to see you again. Thank you so much for coming
on
tonight. Appreciate it. We got another song. This is actually indeed a new song. I'm not screwing that up, right?
No.
Correct.
Yes,
correct.
We just released this.
Just released this song. It's called Blackout. I got to preview it earlier. It's awesome. Tell me about the song.
Well, I think we've all met people in our lives who are trouble.
You kind of
see them when they come into your life, they're trouble. And sometimes you indulge those people, and some days you'd rather not die. And so this song is kind of about that. It's about watching out for people that'll put you in the blackout.
Watching out for people in the blackout.
How do we keep up with Sunspot online?
You can find us at sunspotmusic.com. And also, we're going to be live on Facebook like this Wednesday night. And we usually do this like the first Wednesday of the month. And you can find us at facebook.com/sunspotmusic.
You guys are awesome.
All right.
Love Thank Sunspot.
You're
Thank
awesome.
You, Wendy. Thank you, Mike. Hey, Ben.
Why in Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
I wanna feel alone, nobody but me, so I can feel connected. I wanna set me free. We gotta touch ourselves so we can touch the world. That's what it takes. Cry it out alone, 'cause when it happened I was alone. I shut my eyes to everything but the pain. I gotta listen with a wide open heart, 'cause I tell myself this is just a moment, just a story. 'Cause everything is moving and the Reaper's train is always right on.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Dana Perry and Everything is Moving. Sunspot before that with Blackout. That song is brand new. And I want to thank Mike and Wendy for coming into the studio tonight, sharing the new music with us. And of course, all the ghost stories. We want to find more. Find them online. Just search for Sunspot Music, I believe, on Facebook and maybe .com as well. I hope you're having a great evening. I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Coming up in May,
May's going to be a busy month for us here at Max Inc. Radio. It's also the month for the Whammies. The Wisconsin Area Music Industry Awards are happening. The awards ceremony is in Green Bay, Wisconsin on May 18th. And check this out. This show, Max Inc. Radio, we're going to be broadcasting live from our affiliate up there on Civic Media, WGBW, on Saturday, May 17th. Come see us. We'll be right at the WGBW studios, right on the city deck. It's going to be a great time. And voting is open right now for all your Whammy nominations. Go vote for your favorite artist, your favorite band, your favorite drummer, keyboardist, whatever. It's all available right now for you at whammy.org. That's WAMI.org.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.